Jefferson's War, America's First War on Terror, 1801 to 1805, by Joseph Whelan. Prologue, August 1st, 1801. Lieutenant Andrews Sterrett surveyed the horizon from the Enterprise quarterdeck. Curly-haired and fair, with a powerful curved nose, his sideburns nearly reaching his chin, the fire-eating young U.S. Navy skipper was especially watching for the square sails and long prow of a Barbary corsair. But for the moment he had to curb his eagerness for combat because the sparkling Mediterranean lay empty. Canvas rustled above him where the Enterprise's crew worked the topsails to catch the faint breeze. From the bow and aloft, Sterrett's lookouts continued to scan for signs of sail. The Barbary War was only 2 months old, and the U.S. squadron, Commodore Richard Dale's 44-gun President, two smaller frigates and Sterrett's lightly armed, fast schooner, had been in the Mediterranean scarcely a month. The U.S. warships had not yet seen action against the Tripolitan Navy, but that would change on this day. The Enterprise was sailing to Malta to fill its water casks, and the President's, depleted during Commodore Dale's initial diplomatic visits to all four Barbary states, and a week of cruising off Tripoli. Above the Enterprise's stern fluttered the British ensign.